This is a dictation for Lisa Hampton. LISAHAMP, like Paul, TON. Date of birth is 1/9/1976. Date of accident 7/15/2024. Date of service is 3/25/2025. The patient, Lisa Hampton, is here for a follow-up evaluation today, 3/25/2025. She has ongoing symptoms secondary to an automobile accident. It happened on 7/15/2024 as a restaurant driver. When she was T-boned on the passenger side, she T-boned passenger side another car, and accident happened in Detroit near Meyer and Westfield Street. The other driver just came out without stopping on a stop sign. This caused her some headache with very few symptoms of TBI, like lack of focus, but her major issues has been pain syndrome affecting the neck, the left shoulder, and the lower back. Initially, she has a lot of chest pain to the left lower chest, which has gone away. Left hip pain is also minimal. She is able to walk reasonably well, and she is taking oxycodone for pain relief from her family physician doctor. We are not providing. Her left shoulder is restricted to 90 degrees of abduction. She has a severe torticollis, and there are no radicular. There is no radiculopathy or shooting pains with the arm or the legs, but her left arm consistently feels weak. A recent EMG that was done showed a severe carpal tunnel. In both the hands, severe mononeuropathy for medial nerve. Incidentally, patient is going for a surgery for her carpal tunnel for the left hand, as there has been a constant numbness and constant weakness of the arm. The patient has had torticollis and a spasm of the left trapezius muscle with the stiffness of the neck and to the left side, inability to lift the left shoulder. And the patient has been in severe pain. She cannot straighten up her neck. But after the injections, the patient has reported each time the injections are given, she feels better. Currently, her pain is between 6 to 10. Her neck pain is around 7. Shoulder pain is around 10. Lower back pain is 10. She has a numbness and tingling of all the fingers constantly. And she has been previously been diagnosed prior to the accident as having a carpal tunnel syndrome. She is able to walk pretty well without any adaptive devices. She has no radiation of pain or numbness or tingling to the upper extremities. However, due to the extreme torticollis and extreme weakness of the left arm, she is unable to do her ADLs. And she has been on attended care for that reason. The range of motion of the left shoulder is also extremely limited. She cannot move beyond 90 degrees of abduction. In fact, for the last 2 months, she has had a extreme frozen shoulder, and that was not allowing her to open even up to 10 degrees of shoulder. She has had extreme physical therapy and chiropractic treatment with not a major relief. She is also seeing an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Pompati, who wanted to have this release of the muscles of the left shoulder joint be done first prior to attempting surgery. Today, she is almost 50% better. she can move the shoulder up to 90 degrees of abduction. The neck is not also in severe spasm, and she can move the neck much better than ever before. And it appears now she's being scheduled for surgery soon. Remember, this is a data service of 3/25/2025. Overall pain is 6 to 10. And ADLs are affected 10. 40% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse, compliance is safe. Diagnosis remains the same. The plan is to do the trigger point injection that patient is requesting to the trapezius muscle on the left side, cervical and thoracic fiber, as well as to the supraspinatus and infraspinatus on the left side. The medications are provided. She has been complaining of some nausea. A composite 5 milligram was provided. Chiropractic treatment has been ordered. Valium 10 milligram at night for extreme muscle relaxation for the neck has been provided for one-time order. She's also provided with Mobix 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect. She's provided with Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. Protonix is provided for stomach protection. Aleve is provided 50 milligram twice a day. Aleve is provided 50 milligram at night for substance abuse. For GAD disorder. Apologies. Anxiety relief, pain relief. Purisets are provided for headaches, and lidocaine ointment is provided for topical pain relief. The physical therapy has been continuously ordered along with chiropractic treatment. To the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder. 2 times per week. She remains off work, hospital replacement, and attended care, and a transportation help. The procedures are also done today, and they are as follows. The patient was provided 5 trigger points injections, 3 in the trapezius and 2 in the supraspinatus tendon area on the left shoulder. The trigger points were identified by palpation as a reproducible tenderness. One was in cervical fiber of the trapezius and 2 in the middle fiber of the trapezius muscle on the left side as reproducible tenderness. The supraspinatus and infraspinal tendon were tender as per MRI. 2 injections were provided there. Each injection consisted of 3 cc's of dexamethasone and Marcan, and under ethyl chloride injection. Entire needles were withdrawn. The injections were done aseptically, and the patient tolerated the procedure very well. The patient reported a good complete relief in the symptoms. She'll be seen in 30 days' time, and she's encouraged to continue her therapy at home, as well as keep seeing the orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Pampati.